On this episode of The Edge Podcast, Clear Edge Senior Vice President Michelle Creer interviews Genia Spencer, Executive Vice President of System One's Creative and Digital Services Division. Genia wasn't always part of System One. Her previous company, Team People, a media staffing organization, was recently acquired by System One, and Genia fills us in on why Team People and System One are a great match. Genia also gives us insight into how she got into the recruitment industry, key traits of a great mentor, the importance of having a personal business plan, and a new initiative the Women in Leadership Council of the American Staffing Association is putting together that every woman in recruitment will want to be a part of. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Michelle Creer, Senior Vice President at Clear Edge Marketing. Joining me today on The Edge is Genia Spencer, President of Team People. Thanks for joining me, Genia.
Thanks for inviting me.
For those of our listeners not familiar with Team People, tell us, Genia, what does your company do?
So Team People provides in-house managed production services, recruiting and consulting for media teams, event planning, and production studios. We represent some of the most well-known consumer brands, government agencies, and broadcast networks.
And Team People was in the news recently when the acquisition by System One was announced. So tell me, what makes Team People and System One a good match, Genia?
Yep, so it's actually very exciting, and I should correct my title now because I am now Executive Vice President for System One's Creative and Digital Services Division.
That's exciting, yes.
Yes, and it was such a good match between Team People and System One because System One is a company that's built on very targeted specializations, and they understand the concepts behind supporting and retaining highly skilled and unique talent while providing clients with the strong systems. So For the Team People family, it was a unique match because it allowed us to continue to support our talent and provide the services in the way we do now, but has given us a platform to grow and deliver those services to a broader market. And it's really exciting for our team because it opens up the United States and the opportunities, and it brings us more ways to serve both our client and our talents.
Fantastic. And I know acquisitions are always a nerve-wracking time, but also exciting. So what does the future hold for Team People now that you're part of System One?
It's all about growth. There's 52 offices, lots of deep client relationships on both sides of the combination, and we'll have the opportunity to bring System One services to Team People clients and Team People to System One clients. And I'm really excited because having been through this before, I know that this builds opportunity for all of the team members of Team People that built the company to where it is today. This gives them additional opportunities to grow their careers.
Fantastic. We look forward to keeping tabs on what is next there. Yeah. I want to shift gears a little bit, Genia, now and talk about you. You've been in the staffing industry your entire career. What drew you to staffing initially?
Well, paying the bills while going to college. I think like so many of us, I started when I was a freshman in college, and it was a part-time job in the accounting office of a healthcare staffing firm. And that firm grew rapidly, and I caught the bug. And many years later, I never left the industry. So what was meant to be something to get me through college turned into my profession.
Is that what you were, just a quick question, is that what you were going to school for at that point in time? Or had you decided on a major yet when you started that part-time gig? Or
so
were you still kind of open?
I hope that someday, or I know that someday, there will be universities that offer education in contingent workforce and staffing. But at the time, I was studying accounting, and based on my exposure to the business world, switched my major to a combination of marketing and accounting, and found that there were so many opportunities within the staffing industry to grow my career and to see different aspects of industry that I really never felt compelled to move outside of the industry.
Yeah, that seems to be a common theme with the women that we interview as part of this podcast series, is they just have seen a lot of different opportunities for professional development throughout their time in the industry, and that really, you know, that really keeps them here. So I think that's really encouraging, especially to those people just starting out in their career now, that there is a great career path in the staffing industry and certainly a lot of great role models such as yourself to look up to. So speaking of that, who are some of the women that you look up to or admire?
Well, there are so many, and I've got to tell you, this is one of those dangerous questions because you don't want to leave anyone out.
Right, exactly.
Obviously, you know, I had, I'm going to say that there have been men and women throughout my career that have been phenomenal mentors and who invested the time and energy to teach and inspire. And one of from Annette Gardner and Pat McDonough, who were both my leaders in earlier times in my career. You look at Joyce Russell is the senior advisor to the American Staffing Association's Women in Leadership. She works on us on overarching goals. And it doesn't matter how busy she is, she takes a phone call and she supports the initiative beyond just what's good for her company, and I really respect that. And then in the staffing industry, there are so many women entrepreneurs, and those are the people that really hold my respect, because the risks that they take, and they put themselves on the line every day, and they grow their businesses, and they grow the people around them, and there are just hundreds and perhaps thousands of really strong women leaders in this industry that go unnamed, and they tend to be very quiet in their presence in the industry, but they're great examples of strong business leaders.
That's fantastic. I love to hear that. And I think you're right. I think there's a lot of women out there that just don't kind of toot their own horn enough. And I think that's something that we as women in general need to do a better job of, for sure. So along those lines, what advice do you have for particularly young women, but I guess anybody just starting out in their career, you know, looking back at what you've accomplished over the duration of your experience and your years in the staffing industry? You know, could have put a little spin on it. Either what do you wish you had known back then, or what do you wish somebody would have told you? You know, what advice do you have for others just starting out?
Yes. So when you're starting out, I think the greatest gifts you can bring to this business is your own personality. This is a relationship business, and bringing your true self every day. And being curious and interested in your clients, your coworkers, and your staff's drivers, learning about them will both bring you personal satisfaction and help you to meet their needs. So learning to hear them and listen, and to have the persistence. This business really is every day you start new. Every day it's, you know, new clients, new orders, new goals for our on-site teams. And it requires a level of commitment and energy, but it also pays off. And I think having personal, something I have always done, and one of my first bosses taught this to me, is to have a personal business plan.
Hmm.
What do you want to be saying you accomplished 5 years from now? And maybe these days it's 18 months or 3 years because
right.
things move so quickly.
Right.
But having that plan and responding, you know, writing it out, what's going to get me from here to there? What is a skill gap that I have that I need to fill? And take responsibility for filling that gap yourself. And if your work or the team members around you are not supporting you getting to where you want to be in that 3 to 5 year plan, making the adjustments, either communicating with your leader or being responsible for your own training and development to be sure you're ready for where you want to be in that 5 year.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea of a personal plan. That's fantastic. And that kind of dovetails into or segues even into the next topic that I want to talk with you about and have you share with our listeners. And that is that Women in Leadership Council that you chair through the American Staffing Association. So again, for those people who may not be familiar with that, can you explain a little bit about the purpose of that Women in Leadership Council and what you're trying to do with that great initiative?
Yes. So we reshaped the Women in Leadership Council this year to, I should say we reframed it because in the past, the discussions were around the lack of representation of women in the industry. And I actually met Leslie about 2 years ago at a luncheon where this was being discussed. And we both looked at each other and said, I don't know what industry they're talking about. Because we're surrounded by smart, strong women leaders.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, look at the major international companies, Randstad, Manpower, AMN, Adecco. All of them have strong female leaders. And so we reframed the purpose of the council as to bring visibility to the value of women leadership and to keep women in the industry. What we found really interesting is that there's a very high representation of women in entry level into staffing, but as they move through the careers and move into management and senior leadership roles and highly visible international roles, the representation and the participation in that talent pool switches, and there are not as many women staying in the industry in the senior leadership roles. And we really wanted to paint a new picture that focused on those people who have built the industry, who have strong results, who happen to be women, but there's incredible opportunity for all of the demographics of our country for both personal and professional growth in the staffing industry. So we've tailored the programs to fit three stages in our case, a woman's career. And the first is you've been in staffing, you've entered the staffing industry, and you think you would like to stay and make it your career. How to establish your own personal strategy to advance your career and be prepared to grow as opportunities come forward. Then there comes a time in middle management where there are decisions to be made. Am I going to stay in the organization I'm in? Can I grow my career here? Do I want to become an entrepreneur myself? Or do I want to be part of a larger organization? And building the roadmap that would prepare people for convincing investors that they're a good risk, or moving into a larger organization where they may be interacting with board executives or senior financial executives. And then for those that are in middle management and are working towards basically replicating themselves and and driving growth through others, we have a module around managing talent and building a strong bench, because that's the way you get promoted. If you're able to promote others around you, then you're able to be promoted. So this year, those are the three key areas we're focusing on. 2018, there's going to be a very strong focus. I said earlier that I have personally benefited from some incredible mentors. Mm-hmm. And anybody who talks about career growth, there's very few people who haven't had a strong mentor. And ASA has established a program, and we'll be talking about it at Staffing World, about a formalized mentor-mentoree program to match people at different phases of their career with people interested in giving back to the industry that for many of us has given us so much.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I love that idea of matching people up and facilitating those relationships, right? I think a lot of times, you know, if I think back to when I was starting out in the industry, you hear that great advice, like find a mentor or find somebody who can help you along. But I think a lot of times people don't know who to turn to, don't know what questions to ask, don't know how to start that engagement with somebody, right? And I think that's so critical. So helping them facilitate that, I think, is really important.
Yeah, I don't think it's natural for people to ask for help.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there are many people who have gotten to a place in their career where they're happy to help. And, you know, just like I talked about things that I've learned over the last few years, being able to help somebody know that 5 years earlier may make all the difference in their career.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, there's mentoring that can happen on both sides. This industry is changing so quickly, and the use of technology and the digital world, I think many of us can learn from those that we mentor have plenty to teach us as well.
Absolutely. It goes both ways. That is for sure. Yeah. How can women get involved in this Women in Leadership Council?
So,
ASA's put together.
So if your company is a member of ASA, and most are, and if it's not, I'd encourage membership. But all members of ASA have access to you. Just go on and you sign on and create your own login to ASA Central. And on ASA Central, there's a Women in Leadership community. And you can sign up for the updates on the Women in Leadership community, but there's also an additional community for council leaders. And between now and October 31st, we are looking for volunteers for the 2018 year. I will wrap up my leadership role and will be back up to Therese Baker, who will be the chairman of the council next year. And we have many council leaders who have just, you'll see their work at the ASA Staffing World if you go. And they've dedicated time. And as we move into 2018, we're looking for new council leaders who will have the opportunity to take on special projects and task force. And I can tell anyone who would like to do that, it's a great experience to get to interact and work with people across the industry and to enjoy the network that's developed from this work. I don't go to any staffing event and not have people that I know and can rely on and talk to about business issues and grow. So it's a great opportunity if you want to do more in the staffing industry. And then people can feel free. I'm on LinkedIn as Genia Spencer. And happy to link in, and my contact information is there as well. And if people would like to know more about Team People, we have a unique address. It's teampeople.tv, and you have to remember the .tv.
We're not. Very appropriate given what you guys do, right?
Yes, yes. Always important to say what you do.
Yeah, for sure. Before I let you go, Genia, you mentioned Staffing World coming up towards the end of October. Looking at the agenda, you know, there are a lot of sessions geared up providing women in leadership with the tools they need to advance their careers. What can attendees expect to take away from those sessions?
So we have real leaders who have demonstrated the skills we're going to talk about. We've got three panels. The first panel is Establishing a Strategy to Advance Your Career. And it's a group of people who have built their careers in the staffing industry who will talk about the ways that, you know, the moments in time that change their path. For those that are interested in the entrepreneur path, we have people from the financial communities that will provide coaching and structure on convincing venture capitalists that you're a good risk. And then for the middle management and development track, how do you build your bench? How do you have a team of people around you that can grow with you? And again, strong panelists that bring real world experience, and they're there specifically to teach women who come to the industry with certain skill sets how to round out their skill sets to make them competitive in the next phase of their career.
Fantastic. Sounds like a great opportunity for people to really learn some great takeaways to take back to their careers or their jobs every day and really apply what they heard at Staffing World. So I know I'm excited to come check it out. I've never been there myself, and looks like a great agenda, and I know it's a huge event. I think it's the biggest staffing-focused event out there, if I'm not mistaken, and I know you've been involved with it, for a long time.
Yep. So, and yeah. I for those who are signed up, in case we have interest group leaders and members that are on who are listening to this, there is a invitation-only luncheon on Thursday, October 26th. So if you join the interest group and you'll be at Staffing World, we'd love to see you at the luncheon.
Fantastic. Well, lots of great stuff here, Genia. I think you've shared a lot of really great, valuable information for our listeners today. Certainly, you are someone in the industry who I look up to and who I know has done a lot for the industry. So I thank you for everything you've done for staffing in general, certainly to help women succeed in leadership roles in the industry. And I really thank you for your time today. So thanks for joining me. And I hope people reach out to you and connect with you either on LinkedIn or via email. And certainly I hope people make it a point to find you at heading to Staffing World in October as well and introduce themselves. I think it's always great to put a face with a voice in this case, right?
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And you make me blush. There are so many strong people who have done so much for this industry. But thank you for those kind words.
Thanks, Genia.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M, at clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.